Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
Welcome back. It's hour two of In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. FNTSY. Thank you for joining in. In This League for 3 hours on your beautiful May weekend. A little hot. A little hot in Arizona. A little hot in the streets. Hitting 109, a little 108. How that's
109?
That's what it's been. I mean, it's been touching that. I've been getting up in the mornings, and I go hiking at like 6 a.m., and it's like 75, but when I'm done, it's like 86, and then midday, it's like 104, and you're just like, well, this is a problem. This is problematic, this whole thing. This whole weather thing is not working, where I was actually explaining this to my son the other day, where he was like, oh, you want to do this thing outside? And I was like, dude, it's like 105. But we were out when it was like sundown, and I was trying to explain. I'm like, what's weird is for us, the winter in Arizona, you can just wear shorts and life is beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
In other places, it's snow misery. Right now, when people are out there enjoying their time, you know, hitting the beach, going out and doing stuff in the pool, they're just like hanging out outside in, you know, the East Coast and whatever. It's miserable on the West Coast, specifically Arizona. It's 105. This is our winter. We can't go outside right now.
Yeah, it's not great. So, I mean, but the nice thing, like you mentioned before, don't have to shovel that heat out of my driveway to get to work. Yeah. So it's not all bad.
Yeah, I mean, the amount
it's
of sweat.
It's not good.
No, the sweat's a problem.
I don't want to plug anything, but I do the Duluth Trading Company underwear, so I don't have the ball soup. So
gross.
I'm just saying.
Gross.
I'm just saying.
Get out of here with that. Did that just happen?
Well, I mean, it's Arizona, man. You get the swamp ass. So
come on, get
you get it.
Shame.
Go away.
Shame. Shame.
We should have a sponsorship deal because of that, though. Like, why do we not have that?
I believe the company line is it wicks away moisture. So
I don't know. Moisture. That's one of those words. You hear moisture and you're a little bit uncomfortable. Like,
well, moist is the one that most people hate.
So. Well, that's one of those words that was ruined by another thing. Moist doesn't mean what it used to mean, if you know what I mean. Hard knocks. The NFL, they have
speaking of shame.
Yeah, they have picked their team. The Cleveland Browns are going to be featured on Hard Knocks. And there were five other teams in the running. It was my 49ers, the Washington Redskins, the Baltimore Ravens. What were the other two? Do you remember?
Cardinals, Browns, Chargers.
Well, there was no.
Cardinals,
there were only five
Broncos,
others.
Redskins.
You're just naming all the NFL teams.
No, I'm telling you, I just looked it up. It wasn't five other teams. It was Browns, Ravens, 49ers, Cardinals, Broncos, Chargers, Redskins.
That's seven.
Yeah, it was seven. It wasn't down to five.
I thought it was six total. Either way, I think the NFL picked correctly. Which, by the way, I love that the NFL. Like in every article you read, it's like, yeah, the NFL. They could have made any of these teams do it and force it upon them, regardless. But I think they kind of open it up for whoever's going to do it. The Browns are the perfect team because of the changeover and the personalities are there. But I have some legitimate worries.
Well, it's kind of like a car wreck. You know what I mean? That people, you know how people say it's a car wreck because it's terrible, but you can't look away.
You know
one
what
of
it
those
is?
Things. That's what the an 0-16 team being on Hard Knocks.
No, I'll tell you, this is what it is. It's that Yahoo article about the woman that had 48 surgeries to make herself look like a Barbie doll. And you click on that and you're like, I shouldn't click on this. And you get in there and you're like, none of
Jim
this is
Gaffigan
great.
Has an old bit about how everyone loves to say that they've never been to McDonald's. Oh, McDonald's. Oh, I never eat
there. I don't eat there anymore.
Yeah. He's like, you know, you go into McDonald's and you see someone that you know and you're like, well, I'm here, but I'm not here to eat here. I'm just meeting a hooker. You know, he should be here by now. I don't know what's taking him so long. Like, he would do anything to not say McDonald's. But when you read that trash, that's your McDonald's. Like, that's your horrible thing. And you're absolutely right. This is kind of the sports world, the sports consumer TV world of McDonald's. You know, it's something that you don't have to see. And a lot of former people that have been on there talk about how much they hate it. So,
I mean, this is our like Real Housewives of, you know, the NFL. That's
yeah,
what
this
I mean,
is. I'll never watch that. I don't care.
Well, like, but I'm saying, but you'll watch every episode of Hard Knocks.
Oh, 100%.
That's what I'm saying. That's what it is. It's the drama. And what's so interesting about it is they make, you know, they always do a couple things. They're going to make a couple star players shine in a couple areas. They're going to make one player an idiot. They might make someone a villain. We're going to see how much NFL coaches cuss. And then they're going to make a couple players that are on their last chance to make it to something. They're going to make them these lovable losers. You know, these lovable guys like, oh, I hope they don't get cut. And then, you know, the week before you even see the episode on Roto World, they're like, you know, James Leon was cut. And you're like, oh, that ruins that story. But my problem with this one, it's the overtly big personalities. I'm kind of it is the car crash thing that you mentioned. All I want to do is see behind the scenes. So I want to see Josh Gordon behind the scenes. That's all I want to see. I'm also kind of concerned.
I want to see his interaction with Antonio Callaway, too, because he's a big mess up.
Also concerned about Josh Gordon being in the limelight. You throw in Baker Mayfield into this. They've got a couple personalities on defense. I don't know what to think, but someone is going to be made a hero out of this. Someone is going to be a big star. Who do you think the stars are that are going to come out of Hard Knocks?
I think
here,
there's just no doubt in my mind that Baker Mayfield leaves this as a star.
Like, okay, you're right. We almost need to excuse him, but you're right about this. He's going to be the biggest winner.
Yeah, because he has a gigantic personality. He is the me against the world, you know, alpha type A personality, and it is definitely going to come out because he is in direct competition with Tyrod Taylor to win a starting quarterback.
Oh, I feel like there's going to be some competitive. By the way, I got this article pulled up on Cleveland.com, which I didn't even know was a thing. I would have thought Cleveland.com was just a tourism site. Did you know this?
Tourism.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't go to Cleveland.com for articles, but Baker Mayfield has already been the star of a 9-part pre-draft series called Behind Baker.
Behind Ooh, Baker.
Hate him already.
Jesus.
And then this article says he's now eager for Hard Knocks. He says, for me looking at it and us as a team, I'd say it can be good for you. It can be good if you handle it right. He was talking on Sirius XM NFL Radio. This was from the NFLPA rookie premiere. Premiere in Los Angeles. He says, if you think about it as a way to get on camera and try to show off and do certain things and handle it the wrong way, Josh Gordon I'm concerned about, then that can be very negative. It can be a distraction. But if you use it as a sense of, okay, I got to block out everything else and just focus on playing ball, then that can be great for us. That's his quote.
Yeah, I mean, and he's right. You know what I mean? You do it right. You endear yourself to people. You show that you're a leader. And, you know, like, I don't like Baker Mayfield that much because he played for Oklahoma. But I tell you what I did like was I was watching a thing about Orlando Brown. And I don't know if you remember this, the Welsh, but Orlando Brown was an amazing left tackle for Oklahoma. And he had just an obscenely horrible combine. I think they said like he ran the third worst time an offensive lineman has ever run. He put up the lowest reps on the weightlifting on the bench press that any single tackle had. Dude, there was a kicker that put up more than him. I'm not kidding.
It's awesome.
So he put up 14 reps. That is pathetic. Will Hernandez, who got drafted by the Giants, put up like 33 or 35 or something ridiculous. So he just showed low effort. And at his pro day, he wasn't that much better. He had 17 reps. He ran a little bit faster. But at the pro day, like Baker Mayfield was there cheering him on, like giving him encouragement. And that is, you know, that's a team leader when, you know, you're not probably going to be teammates again. So, and those guys are going to see each other twice a year because Orlando Brown got drafted by the Ravens. So Browns and Ravens, you know, they're going to be rivals.
Orlando
now.
Brown Jr., by the way?
I don't know. Was his dad Orlando Brown? It might be Orlando Brown Jr. I don't know. I never say juniors. I don't care.
Okay.
So
you don't believe
like,
in junior.
Like Will Fuller the fifth. Who cares? Like who are Will Fuller 1 through 4? Nobody cares.
I like when those guys make sure to make it a thing. Like that's got to be on the jersey. It's got. I got to have the Roman numerals on there to make sure people know I'm Will. Just you're Will Fuller.
Who is Odell Beckham Sr.? Like, do you know? Because I don't remember him. Unless your dad was a superstar. Unless your dad was Ken Griffey. And you are now Ken Griffey Jr.
Great point.
Nobody cares.
The Griffeys do. You have to have the senior and junior there. How many others do you think? Ooh, that's a great question. How many other people have rightfully deserved the junior or the third or something like
second
that?
Second or whatever. Right. Probably not too many.
I think it might be Griffey.
I mean, look, there's a lot of great bloodlines in the NFL. You know, and Orlando Brown Sr., if we're getting that right, I can't even remember, but everybody called him Zeus. So, because he's gigantic and a great tackle, so everybody called him Zeus.
I think
it was when what was that horrible Hulk Hogan movie where he fought the cross-eyed dude?
Was it Tropic Thunder? Wasn't it Thunder something?
It could have been. It was not Thunderdome.
Hulk Hogan movie.
I thought it was Steel Cage.
So
something.
Here's his movies. No Holds Barred.
That's it.
Oh yeah, I know what you meant when you said the goofy-eyed dude. Yeah, it's the goofy-eyed dude from all the Friday movies.
Yes, yeah, exactly. He was in Batman.
Look at all these movies. No Holds Barred, Mr. Nanny. Mr. Nanny was actually.
Oh my god.
That was okay.
I forgot about that.
I actually like that. Suburban Commando. Santa with Muscles. I don't know what that is. He was in something
like
called
Porno.
Three Ninjas.
Is that the one, the Deadspin or whatever it was?
I don't know half of this stuff. The Secret Agent Club, Assault on Devil's Island. I think I remember that one. Hogan did some bad. You know what? There's a debate for another show. Who's the most? Well, no, never mind. I just got the answer to it immediately. I'll say who's the most prolific wrestling actor, and that's clearly The Rock. Maybe after The Rock. Who's number two?
Yeah, I mean when The Rock is the president,
might be John Cena. Know. Think about it. Might be John Cena.
I mean, the thing is, John Cena has range. I think my favorite John Cena acting moment
especially when he cries on The View.
Is the outtakes. I didn't see that. That's way more embarrassing than crying on YouTube.
He talked about how depressed he was that he broke up with Nikki Bella. And he talked about how he sits in his home just being depressed. And then he said he goes out from 6 to 9 every day to talk to strangers so he's not in his house alone.
Oh my god, when did that happen?
He did it on The View.
Jeez.
And his hair looked all like weird Brian Urlacky, like spray painted on. It's one of the more awkward things because he's like a well-spoken guy, but like he's in clear depressive mode. Like he should not have been out during that time to be
on The
View.
Doesn't it make you feel like... Look, I feel bad for John Cena because John Cena couldn't be a nicer dude from everything I've heard. Like, he has done more make-a-wish things than any other human being on the planet. Like, he is a fantastic person. So, but doesn't it make you feel good that a dude that could literally get any chick that he wanted feels so terrible about a chick that he stays at home? Because every dude has done that. Every single guy has done that.
Absolutely. Oh, it's a great feeling. No, 100%. Right. I mean,
it makes me feel good that a dude with 12 abs can do that when I just have this bulbous gut.
Yeah, and just the difference is he's not sitting at home, you know, eating his sorrows away like we would. He's just sitting there and just, you know, whatever he's doing, like putting clamps on his nipples and crying or whatever, whatever he does to punish himself, because clearly he's punishing himself.
Well, I didn't see the crying, but the outtakes with him and Amy Schumer from whatever that Amy Schumer Drek with Bill Hader was.
That was a good movie.
It was fine, but when he's like, the outtakes are, they're having sex, and he's saying these funny lines, and they both can't stop laughing. My favorite one was, she's like, tell me about the first time you saw me. He's like, yeah, I was coming out of the gym, and you were coming out of Fatburger, and they both just started cracking up.
That's
funny.
He's so funny. Okay, so back to Hard Knocks real quick.
Yes.
Storylines. The storylines, this starts August 7th through September or something, 14th.
I think Dorsey and Hugh Jackson is a big one, too.
Okay.
General manager and head coach.
I think number one is going to be Baker Mayfield versus Tyrod Taylor. They're going to play that up big. Number two is going to be following Josh Gordon and his recovery process. I think number three, you're going to have a management one like you're talking about. Number four is going to be some version of potentially cuttable undrafted players. You're going to have one or two they're going to follow. And then number five is kind of a wild card. Maybe the running back battle, because you got kind of three studs in there. Sure. Or maybe like Landry. You know, maybe Landry is going to be an overtly big personality. But I think those first...
Well, Landry worked his way out of Miami, so absolutely.
Yeah, so it might be Landry makes a big personality. They follow Josh Gordon. I think Josh Gordon and then the Baker versus Tyrod Taylor, that is going to be the crux of this show. Also built around, like
and
I said, a
if
couple...
if there's a big injury, because remember... oh God! Who was it that
remember
got
the Arian
hurt?
Foster one.
Yeah, that's Texans? Who it was.
Yeah,
yeah. Arian Foster got hurt. I mean, if there's anybody that could easily get hurt in preseason, it's Carlos Hyde. You know,
ooh, that's
that
a good
dude
point.
Is constantly hurt. So if he gets hurt, and then we see Nick Chubb and Duke Johnson and all that stuff. I mean, I think anything, any team in the NFL could be interesting. I think if you went to the Jets, it could be interesting. And. Well,
not,
I mean
not unless they
find
put a
out.
GoPro in Robbie Anderson's car.
Yeah, well, we're going to talk about if player X or player Y is more unlikable, and Robbie Anderson is definitely one
of
those guys.
You know what you need to do? You need to look and see what kind of coaches are on that. What are, like, the other coaching staff for the Browns?
Well, Hugh Jackson
has... But is there a personality? Hugh Jackson is the most personality-less person. There you go. Todd Haley. That's the third big story. Bogman, you nailed it. Baker versus Tyrod. Josh Gordon, and 1,000% following Todd Haley. Those
Todd
are your
Haley
three
on
biggest
when,
ones.
I think Todd Haley might have been on when the Chiefs were... He might have been head coach when the Chiefs were on Hard Knocks. They're, but Hugh 100%. Jackson's definitely been on it when the Bengals were on.
Hugh Jackson couldn't be more boring. Todd Haley, Baker versus Tyrod, and Josh Gordon. That is going to be the big storyline built around the Browns. And guess what? I couldn't be more sold. I am all in on the Browns and the stupid Baker Mayfield and Josh Gordon Hard Knocks. I'm in. All right, don't go anywhere. It's In This League. That's Bogman. I'm the Welsh. We'll be back.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
You want to punch me right now, but you won't.
Why don't you punch me in the face? Punch me in the face!
Hey, Derek, you know what's always good for shoulder pain?
What?
If you lick my...
In This League.
Welcome back. It's a show of Hard Knocks with Bogman and the Welsh of IndusLeague.com. Go check us out. Get all the pods. Football, baseball, prospecting. Boy, we do it all. And we spend 3 hours with you right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network when we're, you know, we're not doing all the other stuff. There's a lot of ways to get at us. We were just talking about Hard Knocks. It's a good place to talk about it right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. And I totally think we 100% nailed the three big main topics. The show will find a life of its own, and characters will... There'll be some offensive lineman that believes dinosaurs weren't real, you know, and they'll be an idiot.
Somebody
or two.
Pointed out that Myles Garrett loves, like, he's into dinosaurs and paleontology and stuff like that. So,
I hope there's a flat earther, and then Myles Garrett goes at him. You know what I like? What they do? I like when they have like the introspective one. They'll have like the guy. He's so much deeper. Like Tyler Mays, when they did the Bengals, you know, they'd follow his paintings and they go follow these guys. Like, they're so much deeper. And then they're out on the field. They're like, let's go. You know, I mean, it's just, I enjoy that type of stuff. But
I think my favorite part, and this is kind of like, I mean, this is going to sound evil, I guess it's a little evil. It was watching Robert Aguayo just miss every field goal last year. It just like every time he missed another one,
that was
special. It was so hilarious, especially because the Bucks were so stupid to trade up in the second round to take the kicker, and then they cut him. The other kicker that I can't remember who it was the whole year was terrible. He was awful.
Here's a storyline. How about that? The guys from we're giving them an idea. The guys that do this Hard Knocks, they get all of the past Browns quarterbacks in a room, and they interview. You're going to get like 100%.
Have to rent out an auditorium.
You're going to get Brady Quinn, my guy, my buddy Brady Quinn. We're friends. I have his number. We text. Brady Quinn, Tim Couch. And you're going to get like at least three or four more. They're going to be interviewed and they're going to be featured in an episode. That's another thing that will happen.
Hoyer the Destroyer's in there.
Yep. We're going to see the jersey. You know, the one guy who has like the paper attached to the jersey with all the quarterback names. That'll be featured in it.
As long as Spurgeon Wynn gets in there, I'm all about it. So yeah. Remember Spurgeon Wynn?
Yeah. What a name. Spurgeon Wynn. How about, the teams that didn't make it. Who did you want to see? Name off the teams again. Who were they? The Niners, Redskins,
Ravens, 49ers, Cardinals, Broncos, Chargers, Redskins.
I mean, personally, I would have loved to have seen the 49ers. I think Shanahan is hilarious. Did you see this article that came out that Shanahan named his kid Carter and they found out that it was for Little Wayne?
What?
Yeah, like he it came out that he named his kid Carter, and they thought, oh, maybe it was a past president, and no, it was in honor of Little Wayne. Like that's Kyle Shanahan.
How is Carter in? I don't get it. It's his real name, Carter.
Yeah, I guess it's like his real name or something like that. But you know, personally,
it's music. I don't know anything.
Yeah, that's true. So. I should have known better. But for me as a 49er fan, but also a storyline. You get Richard Sherman in there, Jimmy Garoppolo. You have got Kyle Shanahan, I think, would have been a star. There's, I mean, it would have been dicey about this Reuben Foster stuff. Did you see the trial that just went down? You see about hear about this?
Yeah. I saw that. Yeah. Where his girlfriend. By the way, why do you sound like Jay Leno right there? Did you see this? Did you hear about this?
Did you hear about this? Did you see about this, Bogman? You see this story? I'm just setting myself up. You see this story? Huh? You hear my chin? You hear my chin?
How his girlfriend said that she made it all up and it was a ploy for money.
Yeah, the money grab.
I mean, couldn't have been more true.
She told him she was going to F his life up and take it all. Like, man, the whole thing was brutal. But there's that. That would have been kind of sitting out there. Jerick McKinnon kind of seems like a guy. I think there would have been a lot of storylines with the 49ers. I got no interest in the Redskins. It would have been funny.
I like the Redskins because, you know, we talked about this a little bit on Full 60 earlier this week about how Jay Gruden is possibly on the hot seat. I think anyone that has that, maybe Anthony Lynn, Vance Joseph, I think a lot of these, you know, Hugh Jackson is definitely on the hot seat. So I think any team with a coach on the hot seat is pretty good. And, you know, what's funny is I saw something about Bradley Chubb today where this guy said he was sitting in a plane behind Bradley Chubb, and Bradley Chubb is gigantic. And the dude sitting in the window felt bad because Chubb had the middle seat. He's like, hey, I feel bad, man. And he's like, yeah, it's okay. He goes, so you play for the Broncos, you said. He goes, yeah, I play for the Broncos. And goes, are you excited about this new Chubb guy that they got? And he's like, well, actually, that's me.
Huh.
So I thought that was pretty funny. I was like, was somebody recording that? Is this going to go on Hard Knocks?
I'm not sure the Broncos I would have cared about too much either. I mean, just, you know, I don't know.
You don't like Case Keenum?
Nah,
what's your problem?
They're going to have, like, how are you going to weave legal marijuana into it? Because it's going to have to be political. I do think
the
Chargers would have been great because I would love to follow Philip Rivers and his 13 children around in his big RV that he bought. I think
you know what I want.
He would
I want
have been
to see
a superstar on that show.
I want to see Philip Rivers' kids versus Antonio Cromartie's kids.
Yeah, well, I mean, Philip Rivers could name them all, probably. Who are the other teams?
Cardinals. Well, I mean, let's talk about teams besides them. Like, what other just flat out teams in the NFL would you like to see, even that aren't on this list?
It's got to be a team that hasn't been on the show, right? I mean, you would always want to see the Patriots, but that's.
Yeah,
they're not going to do that, right?
It's you know, we play football here, and we just want you to do things right.
I think the Panthers might be interesting. Cam Newton might make that one interesting enough,
right?
I actually would have loved to see the Rams again. That would be a good one. The Saints, But didn't we already get the Saints? Did we get the Saints?
I don't know if we got the – I mean, this show's been on a long time. You know, the ones I remember is that I think the Bengals have done it twice because I remember Ocho Cinco. I know – did we get the Vikings one time?
No.
Man, I don't remember all the teams. I know the Texans did it because J.J. Watt was a huge star after that.
I'm not sure there's a ton I'd want to see. I think the Giants would be fascinating with Barkley and Odell Beckham and Eli. I think that would be a great one. There's something about the Raiders and John Gruden that would have been just something. I still honestly believe I think the 49ers would have been a really fascinating one. Maybe even the Cowboys.
Yeah, I think the Cowboys would be great.
Yeah,
I think
really
that would
good.
Be great to see Zeke and hear Dak Prescott and figure out who's going to be the best wide receiver. And
Jason
Witten
pretending he knows where Dez Bryant's going to go.
Well, you wouldn't be involved in the show. But I tell you what, who I've been liking recently is Matt Nagy. Matt Nagy. They were talking about him, like they showed him after the schedule came out, and he was so excited to tell everybody about the schedule. He's like, hey, guys, first game, under the lights, on the road, at Green Bay, all right? Doesn't get better than that. Like, he's so excited. And he's been talking about how much he loves his players, too. He's like, they said he's giddy over Tariq Cohen. And the excitement that Tariq Cohen brings to this team and how he can be like Alvin Kamara and things like that. I think he's more kind of like Tyreek Hill, from the Chiefs. We just saw what Matt Nagy did with Tyreek Hill.
That'd have been a good one. I think they picked maybe one of the best ones. I think the Patriots, Cowboys, and Giants, those would be fascinating ones.
This is the worst team they could have picked.
That's a good question.
That you're like, there's no way I would watch that because it'd be so boring.
Let me look. I'm looking at teams. The Bills.
The Bills?
Yeah.
You don't want to see... Nope. That would be great to see how Josh Rosen is received when he comes into that locker room.
Yeah, Josh Allen.
Yeah, whatever his name is. the racist idiot. So when he comes in and after all this tweet controversy... That would have been
the Bills need to immediately sign Riley Cooper just to like get the heat off of him for a little bit.
Oh my God.
Just a
little
bit.
I think you'd be making clicks if you signed Riley Cooper.
Yeah, that's a good point. No,
prison.
I think they'd be the worst. If you go look at all the teams and tell me maybe the Bengals. I mean, we can't have them a third time, but no, I think
you think
be the worst.
Jaguars would be kind of boring?
Now you got Blake Bortles, Leonard Fournette, that defense. I bet Jalen Ramsey would be a superstar on that show.
Or would that be interesting just to see the
Andrew Luck? That would be crazy fascinating.
The crazy Andrew Luck stuff.
Yeah, they would just kill that to death. Maybe the Lions would be kind of boring. They don't really have anything.
Patricia and this whole
scandal.
That's
true. Maybe Marvin
Patricia.
Jones fighting Darren Revelle about his cupcake shop.
Are you serious? I didn't hear about that.
You didn't? Yeah.
No.
Marvin Jones, like he bought, essentially for his wife, he bought a chain. There's like a chain. I'm trying to remember what the hell it's called. It's like some bundt cake
Jones
type of thing.
Cupcakes.
No, but it's a chain cupcake, pastry type of place. And, especially a lot of these athletes will do this where, you buy into a chain, you get their name, their branding. And he's like, so proud of my wife. We did it. We got our, cupcake place. And Darren Revelle quote tweets and just S's all over it like, it's a really dumb thing why people would do franchises because you have to pay a 9% franchise fee and why not just do it on your own? And then he got destroyed and Revelle was commenting on everyone's response. He's like, I know more about franchise stuff than any person on the planet. And Marvin Jones was just obliterating him. And Darren Revelle is just the worst. He's the worst.
Like, what is Darren Revelle's problem? Like, is he just he sounds like he's just a buzzkill.
But he did, like, they got into his wheelhouse. Like, apparently he sits up at night and reads, franchise, contractual things for business. How businesses work with franchise. People can go. I had a friend who his dad had, 11 Red Lobster franchises. You know what I mean? And
right.
Another friend who had some McDonald's franchises.
Why didn't I know this guy? I would have loved that.
Yeah, if I were to name both of them. One of them was a Red Lobster. One of them was a McDonald's. And
I think I knew the McDonald's one.
Yeah, I think you did too. You know both of them personally. But like, you can purchase into franchises. and right. you can, you know, do that type of thing. But Ravel is sitting here saying, for these athletes, it's a dumb move because you're paying, you know, and it's also this whole thing. You're not paying like gross. You're paying off of net. It's just like nerd stuff. Like, shut up. Marvin Jones is congratulating his wife on their success of having a business. And Ravel comes
let
in
him
and
have his day.
Yeah, Debbie Downer. He's like that chick in that viral video who freaks out and just starts pooping on the floor and throwing it at people.
What was that all about, by the way?
I don't know, man.
Good God.
I don't understand what I heard anything was, anymore.
It was Tim Hortons.
What is
Canada.
Tim Hortons?
It's a donut place in Canada. Like in Hortons in Canada, it's like they're all next to a hockey stadium. Like Hortons is huge up there because they got coffee and donuts. So,
So it's a thing if they don't have like donut holes or something?
No. It's a thing because they don't let you use the bathroom unless you're a customer, because I guess they've had problems because most hockey stadiums are in, you know, a downtown inner city area, and a lot of Tim Hortons are by hockey stadiums or in downtown, you know, by big business centers, and homeless people have been coming in and doing drugs and effing up the bathroom and all that stuff. So they don't let anyone use.
So that's what it was. That woman was like, I want to use the bathroom. They're like, sorry, you're not a customer. And then in the front of the store.
I mean, she had it ready to go, didn't she? I mean, she clearly had to use the bathroom one way.
Very problematic. Like, the internet's a problem. Well, that's going to have to go soon. Maybe, you know what? Maybe we don't need net neutrality. Maybe we need the internet.
No, we do. No, we do.
I don't know.
I need to get on all my hub sites that way.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, what if they slow down all of our favorite websites, all of our, you know, fantasy websites and all that stuff? You don't want any of that.
That's true. So. I mean, I don't know. I don't.
What if you can't look at Lindsay Pellis whenever you want to?
Yeah, that'd be problematic. Have to do like it was when I was a kid, where you take Sports Illustrated's, you cut them out, and you make your own book. That's what I did. That's what you did. You
make a collage.
You make a collage book. That's what you did when you were. I mean, I'm not that old, but, you know, that was the 90s.
Oh, my God. I remember one of our first interactions. So I was over at your place, and I traded my Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition to one of our other buddies for his porno VHS with no sound because he recorded it when his parents were in the other room. I don't know if you remember that. But
nope. Not that one was... bit. But I do remember, iconically, the Sports Illustrated with Tyra Banks on it is burned into my memory.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I definitely had that one. So
what were we were we talking about something?
We were talking about Hard Knocks and all the teams we'd like to see. So do you think, now this is overkill, and I know a lot of people are going to roll their eyes, but wouldn't it be great to see the Cincinnati Bengals on Hard Knocks one more time?
I just said that would be almost one of the worst.
I think it'd be one of the best, just because you can see how miserable Marvin Lewis is in Cincinnati, and it's just so funny. Like, not that Cincinnati is a miserable place. Good God, I don't want to be accused of that again. But how Marvin Lewis is miserable in Cincinnati is what I'm saying.
Nah,
so
you know what? No, I think it'd be one of the worst. I actually think one of the teams that was on that was a choice, and the Ravens. I think the Ravens would have been a horrible idea. You want to know why? The most popular player on that would have been a retired player, Ray Lewis.
No, Lamar Jackson. I think Lamar Jackson would have got a ton of buzz.
I would have hated the Ravens. Ravens, Bengals, and who was the one I said was
the Ravens on it before? I feel like the Ravens. I think this is going to be every NFC North team except for Pittsburgh has been on it.
I wonder why.
So
I'd like to see
Pittsburgh. Because if you make the playoffs, you can choose not to be in it. So
that's what it is. So that that's why the Patriots will never.
It may
be
not
on.
Even be the playoffs. It may be if you make the playoffs within the last 3 years, you can choose not to be on it.
Well,
so
that's why the Niners will be next year. Almost guarantee it. Almost guarantee it.
They got a shot at the playoffs.
I'm excited, though. Like I said, I think Browns were top three choice that they could have possibly picked. I'm stoked about it. Baker Mayfield, Tyrod Taylor, we're going to get, I mean, your idea of Todd Haley. We're going to get Josh Gordon. I'm actually the most nervous
really
about the Josh
Gordon.
Not really
my idea of Todd Haley. It's going to be there.
Well, no, you just brought it up, and it's a really interesting one. Following along, I hope for drama. I hope we get some big drama.
Like, so what kind of drama? Like Hugh Jackson and John Dorsey getting a fight drama? Or
I want like
Josh Gordon gets another suspension drama.
No, I hope we see, because like we did a couple things on some shows talking about Josh Gordon got real weird and cocky. There's this SI article about how he had this agent that got really weird, and it really kind of concerned me about Josh Gordon. I hope we see weirdness from that, but what I really want is I want Tyrod Taylor cold shoulder on Baker Mayfield. Like, I want Tyrod Taylor being like, screw this dude. Like, I want major drama between those two. I don't want, like, Matt, what was the Dolphins one? Matt Moore and stupid Ryan Tannehill, like,
this
little best
Ryan
friends.
Tannehill.
Yeah, they're all best friends. I want, like, quarterback drama.
I don't know. I think that Baker knows that he's already, like, he kind of rides that line, you know what I mean? Like, of being super fun quarterback to watch, like, between being Brett Favre and being, you know, some total douchebag, you know, like pre dong pick.
There's not
Brett
a very
Favre.
Far line between those
well,
two things,
I
by
know.
The way.
What I'm saying is pre-dong pick Brett Favre, everybody seemed to love.
Okay, that's fair enough. I mean, those commercials were stupid. Baker Mayfield recreating that thing, just, I don't know. I like him a lot less now. Maybe the Browns were a bad choice. I don't know. All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be back. It's In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
In This League
is cooking.
That's right. It is the People Show right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. In This League, we don't, I was going to say, we don't take anything too serious. I'm also really not that smart. That's why we're here.
Yeah. Any other things that we do terrible?
Becoming John Cena. I just like sit at home all day just looking at memories that hurt me, and I get out 3 hours. When he said, I get out 3 hours to talk to strangers, I was like, oh my God, get this guy off of the television now.
Well, I
Jesus.
Mean, you know, John Cena has, like, people aren't going to remember John Cena for that. You know what I mean? So it's super embarrassing that he would say something like that, but
super embarrassing.
But it's also like, you got to realize, like, it's John Cena, you know what I mean? Like,
on one of the next breaks, will
you and me don't
that?
Come back from that.
Will, like, you watch that since we're having the top of the hour coming up? Will you just put that, like, type in John Cena The View and just watch? It's like a 45 second thing.
Oh no,
it's really bad. It's real. Like, I should
queue it up on YouTube right now.
Yeah, I was about to say, I should try to, like, find it, because it is, I'm gonna see if I can even find it here. Because it is so...
You're embarrassed for him.
I am. Well, like. I am embarrassed. Like, how do you get like that? How do you... Let's see if I can find it here. Talk.
Well, you get
second.
Hung up on a chick, man. Everybody's done it, so...
I guess when you're married, you just, like, stop caring.
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah. Or you're like me, and you just give up, so who cares, you know? You have no power here. It's like that, thing from Lord of the Rings, when the guy, everybody uses that as a gif. You have no power here, you know. See, that's why I hate going to clubs. It's like, oh, you want to buy my friend a drink? No, I don't.
Can you
imagine?
Even
want to buy myself a drink here. It's $12.
Can you imagine?
Actually, I want to go home and go to bed is what I want to do.
Yeah, like, so. Oh, look, I'm really glad we're here on $12 beer night. It's,
well,
really,
I told
great.
You, I went to a serious, like, downtown bar club for the Old Town Scottsdale club for that wedding that I was just in a couple weeks ago, or about a month ago. So
I
night before the wedding, I was at the District. That was the name of this place in Scottsdale. It was awful. It was so bad. I was just like, why am I here? I am leaving. And when I left, I was like, okay, who wants a ride? Cause I am leaving right now. See you right now.
Let's see if I can
one
play
one sober guy.
Here's the interview.
Lately.
This is from the
we all go through stuff.
Yeah.
Else.
Well, you were You revealed a lot to us.
Let's see if we can fast forward to it.
You guys, yeah. I also don't want to ruin the viewer's morning by giving us a bowl of sadness soup. It's been up and it's
or
been
cereal.
Down.
Sadness We're going cereal.
To. Yes. It's been incredibly reflective, which is amazing.
His
but
hair
it's very
is
difficult.
So
I had
bad.
My heart broken out of nowhere. And or for me, it was out of nowhere. And anyone who's experienced that knows
it's
that
awful.
it comes with a series Bogdan, of bad
feelings. He has the Urlacher hair.
But I've looked at myself every day, and I've tried to evaluate myself and the woman that I love. And for anyone out there speculating on, like, what I'm doing with my life
Here
now.
Here we go.
I still love Nicole. I still would love to marry Nicole. I still would love to have a family with Nicole.
It's worse.
There was an unfortunate set of circumstances where our relationship ended.
Wait.
There's been a lot of speculation recently about me being seen in public, and everyone's thinking, like, oh, John Cena's enjoying the single life. No. I was supposed to be married and have a honeymoon over these 2 weeks. It's the first time in 15 years that I've taken a vacation. I am in my house alone, surrounded by... these emotionally strong memories, and every day from 6 to 9,
God.
I get out of the house and talk to strangers.
I can't even play anymore. I am getting chilled at how sad that is.
Good.
Is
God.
That the worst thing you've ever? Can like, I feel horrible for this
was
guy.
Was he wearing a dress when he said all of this? I mean, he was on The View, right?
Just look up a picture real quick. He's wearing a powder blue suit. And I promise you, he went to the same hair guy that Brian Urlacher went to. Why does he have this hair? He looks ridiculous. And this guy can get all the women. He's got all the money. He's a movie star. He's the most popular guy. And he is, I've never been more depressed by a person that is so much better than me.
Have you ever played, have you ever heard the John Cena prank call? It might
it's
be
the best thing on the planet. It's the greatest thing. There's nothing better on the internet than the John Cena.
I know it's kind of stupid and Ruby
it's
to
the
like
best
things
thing
like that, but it's so
search
effing
it.
Funny.
Search John Cena prank call. But look at, do you look at a picture?
I see him. It looks bad. It's
and then imagine
thing.
What we just listened to, where he's like, I sit at home, I'm
well,
alone.
Well, see, like the sitting at home alone thing, but the... I wish I was married to Nicole right now. I'm supposed to be on my honeymoon. Like, dude, take a week off. Like, don't go on television.
Don't go on television.
You know, just say, hey, look, you know, I just got crushed. I'm not coming in.
Yeah.
So you're John Cena. You can afford to not show up.
You don't need
whatever
to promote
clause they
blockers.
Have or whatever it is. You don't need to do it. You don't have to do that. So
yeah, you don't need to promote blockers. His
blockers.
Yeah, that's what he was doing.
That's what he was doing.
He was out doing a promotional tour. Like maybe not the best time to put depressed John Cena. That'll be his new gimmick, by the way. It's like broken Matt Hardy. It'll be depressed John Cena. And he's like, I'm only out from 6 to 9 to wrestle some people, and then I'm going home alone, so you can't see me.
Yeah. Nice throwing in the you can't see me.
That's what I do.
I like that.
All right, what else do we got?
Well, I mean, just a couple NFL things here. Like, I just wanted to ask you this weird Christian Kirk story. Like, that happened here in, I think, in Scottsdale.
It actually,
TPC.
If you remember, I used to live next to the TPC.
I
lived at literally, it was an apartment complex that is on one of the holes. And I know exactly. Yeah, I know. It was on that area. And yeah, Christian Kirk got arrested for like, he threw rocks at some stuff, like a child. And he's from here. He was in Paradise Valley when he was drafted. And,
yeah, I think he went to Chaparral. So.
He's an idiot. He's a dumb, stupid idiot. But guess what? Guys have been arrested for a lot worse things than
being
a drunk idiot.
That's not the worst thing ever. But it's weird to see, like, this is what a high schooler gets arrested for, right?
Sure.
You're 14, you got into your parents' liquor cabinet, and then you went and threw rocks at cars because you wanted to get in trouble.
Post-draft or pre-draft?
No, way pre-draft. It was like all the teams knew about it.
Oh, okay.
So it happened in February, I think, during the... Like when the big golf tournament was hitting, you know, I don't do golf.
I don't think anything about it. I think it's fine. Like I said, he didn't wasn't arrested for jumping on 3 cars or God, I was thinking, what was that former ASU running back, Lorenzo Wade? Didn't he like kill someone or?
Whoa,
like,
this got real serious.
I was thinking about like the stuff that people do and it's like this kid like threw rocks. You know, like he threw rocks at something.
Well, yeah,
like, you're
I mean, he
a
didn't
dumbass.
Get a DUI. You know, he didn't hurt anyone.
Yeah, there's like this offensive lineman that a bit like there's a I can't remember the guy who's an Ohio State offensive lineman played for the 49ers. He got arrested for like jumping on two cars and like fighting people and getting naked and stuff. And it's like, Christian Kirk threw some rocks. Like you're, and he was at the TPC, by the way. Like, oh, give me a break. It'll be a little bit more preppy. Oh, you're at the, you know, the Phoenix Open or the Waste Management Open and you threw rocks. Guess what? People every day, 100,000 people go to the Waste Management Open, get drunk, fall over, throw up in trash cans, and run around the golf course naked. He's okay.
Right. I'm actually surprised they caught him. Out of everyone that was at the Waste Management place getting completely destroyed, which is, I don't know why. I know Tiger Woods hates it, right? Doesn't he hate it?
He doesn't go. Someone threw an orange at him like 12 years ago, 15 years ago, and he won't come back. I don't know if he's ever come back.
God, I was at a concert, and one of the two that I've ever been to, and Cake was playing. Do you remember Cake?
Yeah, I remember Cake.
She's going the distance. She's going for speed, all that stuff.
Some 90s rock.
They were up there, and people were throwing a bunch of stuff up on the stage, and the guy was going, if you guys throw one more thing, we're out of here. And a shoe hit him, I mean, square in his nose. Like, it couldn't have been more perfect. It was like somebody had a shoe gun and aimed it right at his face, and it hit him right in the face. And he goes, F you, we're all leaving. And they take off, and I'm kind of by the cage. And like where the fence, the chain link fence. And I don't do concerts, so I don't realize everyone is going to go rush this cage to see what the band is doing. So I'm just standing there, and then I see like 5,000 people running my way, and I go, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. So I'm like pinned up against the fence and watching the these guys pick up mud and throw it at people who are screaming at them. It was a very,
concerts
very
concerts are a madhouse. Actually, the second first concert I ever went to was actually courtesy of the Red Lobster person. But that's an embarrassing concert. But I did get to go backstage. The second concert I ever
went
to.
Oh, wait a minute. Excuse me. Yeah. I'd like to ask a question.
Oh, I've talked about this before.
What was the concert?
Who was the artist? It was a country artist.
What? Which one? Garth Brooks?
A woman.
Was it Shania Twain?
Maybe worse.
Who was it?
Leanne Rimes. And Brian White. But I got to meet Leanne Rimes after.
Oh, well, that makes it better.
Yeah. But my second concert ever, by the way, look at this flip. From Brian White and Leanne Rimes to Rage Against the Machine with Gangstar opening.
Wow.
And people were not happy that Gangstar opened up for Rage Against the Machine. So people were throwing quarters on the stage, and that ended quickly. The Gangstar got off
the stage. That's just making it hail. I don't know what their problem is.
I don't know what it is. But by the way, also on the TPC thing, nothing was worse than living next to it because it was a nightmare getting in and going home.
Oh, yeah.
It was on the golf
course. I remember going to visit one time. You're like, I mean, you can come over, but they got the stupid golf tournament.
Yeah, security.
And I'm like, I'm just trying to play Madden. All right, security guard. Yeah. My buddy lives in this place right here. I almost said the name of it. Like, it matters. But
yeah, I don't live there anymore.
My buddy lives in this place right here. I'm just trying to go visit him. Let me in. And he's like, you got to pay $10. I'm like, I'm not paying $10 and you're letting me in.
Yeah.
It's like, fine, whatever, because there are a bunch of cars behind me. I knew it was going to work. So I got in, and then I waited till all the traffic left to leave.
Yeah,
so.
It's miserable. It's miserable. The TPC is a miserable place. I don't. You know what? I don't blame. Good for Christian Kirk for doing that. I hated the thing. I worked an event there one time, and it's a nightmare. I remember I was standing next to Phil Mickelson, and he shanked one like 400 yards, and there's just a gajillion people around you, and it's not even fun.
Yeah, it's got to be embarrassing, but I mean, I don't know. I don't like that stuff. How about Robbie Anderson? He had his felony resisting arrest charge dropped.
Now, that's a guy with a problem.
This is what I wanted to ask you. Who is more unlikable, Ruben Foster or Robbie Anderson now?
Oh, I think
because Robbie Anderson has all these traffic stops. He was a total jerk to a cop, but Ruben Foster's had like maybe bigger problems.
No, way bigger problem. Here's the problem, and I feel bad for somebody. Because everyone views this as one of two things. You take it on the surface and you say, wow, this was an NFL player that was blackmailed by his girlfriend. And that's a bad place because it wasn't just blackmailed. It was she lied about abuse. And this guy almost lost his job for it. But then there's a lot of cynical people that see it the other way, like, whoop, you know, she took a paycheck and, you know, she's lying for it. And it's a no-win situation.
Right.
But I mean, I look at the situation and you just have to take it, I guess, for face value. I'm much more with Reuben Foster, I guess, because I have to believe, you know, this woman went on, she testified and is like, I lied and I can't live with this anymore. Outside, I think Robbie Anderson is a problem.
Yeah, I think he's a problem too. But you're saying that Reuben Foster is more unlikable.
No, I'm saying Robbie Anderson's more unlikable.
Oh, Robbie Anderson's more unlikable.
Yeah, I'm just saying
they're both horrible.
Reuben Foster is like hands down more unlikable.
Right, because I mean Reuben Foster got kicked out of the combine last year. Like he's no angel.
No, not at all.
We all know that.
It's just, you know, the light that's being painted. Like if you want to be cynical, you can do the cynical things and you can hate Reuben Foster. But if you gotta just take things for face value, I would say, well, I mean this dude was, that seems unfairly treated, even though there could have been bigger stuff that led to her doing this type of stuff. I don't know. Either way, it doesn't matter. Both of these guys, I'm not sure they're going to be winning any of those Thomas Davis awards anytime soon, you know, for man of the year type of thing.
And neither's Thomas Davis because he got suspended from PEDs.
Sure not.
I mean that, you know, PEDs has nothing to do with what you do in the community, but yeah, but anyway, okay, so let's move on. Let's do some happy stuff here. Tom Monken, the OC for the Bucks, said that Chris Godwin has earned his right to start, so we should be seeing more Chris Godwin. John Ross says he hasn't felt this good since his last year at college.
Oh, best shape of my life.
He's back to being healthy, so he's saying Mike Williams, who played at the end of the year for the Chargers, has been working a lot with Keenan Allen on his route running this offseason. Let me ask you this. Which one of these guys would you like on your team? Because Chris Godwin had the best stats out of anybody last year, but Mike Williams was a first wide receiver taken in the draft. John Ross was a top 10 pick.
I think we'll agree on this one. Mike Williams. Almost hands down.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think any of these guys could wind up being the biggest producer out of this group, especially because Mike Williams has had injury stuff in the past. You know, John Ross is kind of smallish, but he's like John Ross, and this is a right comparison. A lot of people compared him to DeSean Jackson, and he could be that exact type of player. And Chris Godwin has all types of upside. He could be a possession receiver, so if you're in a PPR league, he could be the best. But I think Mike Williams has the highest upside out of any of these guys. So I think that Mike Williams is probably going to be my answer here.
I mean,
too.
It's opportunity.
How would you rank them?
I would go, you know what? Unfortunately, I'm going to have to go Williams, Godwin, and Ross. I just can't trust Ross right now. I can't trust Marvin Lewis.
And it's Andy Dalton. You know what I mean? Yeah. You know, Andy Dalton has had a problem getting the ball to the second wide receiver. I mean, Chris Henry had a big year there one time, and, you know, Mohamed Sanu had some good years, but these guys, you know, Sanu was much better when he went to Atlanta.
You know, so. I wanted to see, I don't know if I'm going to be able to find it. I think it was Mike Clay maybe had it. I could be wrong. I really hope I can easily, quickly find it. There was already out there a 2019 projected draft order that somebody was putting together, and I feel like it was Mike Clay.
Well, they'll do mock drafts, and those mock drafts that are done right after the real draft, they're more about the players in them.
Well, this isn't a mock draft. This is just an order that lists the top five.
Yeah.
Jets 1, Cardinals 2, Dolphins 3, ooh, Bills 4, and Giants 5. Shocker to me that the Bengals aren't top five. I think there's no way. Marvin Lewis is getting fired. I think the Bengals could have the first overall pick.
I mean, they still have a decent core, though. Like, they added to their wide receiver. They still have – or to their offensive line. They
wrong.
Still have A.J. Green. All right, Trump. But I think that the core is decent, and they did – you know, Adam Jones is gone. That helps. They Vontaze Burfict is suspended, which doesn't help them on the field. But I think getting rid of him could help everything in that locker room. So
well, –
because
be
he's
in
just
the locker
a gigantic
room,
problem. So – I think that, I don't know. I don't think they're like.
The Bengals are better than all those teams I just listed. Jets, Cardinals, Dolphins, Bills, and Giants.
I don't think they're better than the Giants.
I sure don't either.
I don't think they're either.
All right. Yeah. Well, all right. Don't go anywhere because we're coming back and we have got, speaking of golf, shocker, we've been talking about that. We got a ridiculous story about a monster of a sibling life partner. Yeah, spouse. There you go. That's a word. Of a golfer. And we're going to talk about the NBA draft lottery that went down and some of the projected mocked players that are going in. So don't go anywhere. Hour 3 of In This League is coming up. That's Bogman. I'm Welsh. This is In This League. We'll be right back.